megachurches largely depend on an entrepreneurial pastor who is extremely appealing. If you don't have both those things, I don't think it's going to work. And then secondly, a very charismatic worship leader. This is what I'm talking about with vulnerability. You can empty out a large church in the United States today rather quickly with a pastoral change or with a music program change. You can vaporize an entire congregation right down to the next megachurch. And megachurches feel that vulnerability. They understand they're in competition for that. If this is a way of doing worship, in stark contrast to Lutheranism, where the minister has broad appeal to dominate the service with his personality, jokes, family life, pictures of the kids and the dog, that's what people want, as opposed to somebody who comes in and hides behind the word and behind the actual church's doctrinal traditions. I mean, we all want ministers to be warm, caring human beings. We want them to be likable. But megachurches have a tremendous vulnerability in that area, and it's not a pretty picture seeing people try to climb that mountain.